Hi, it's Michael Sinoff with Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's another update with Rob Henshaw, HMA consultant from Traverse City, Michigan. You're going to hear what's been going on with Rob. You're going to hear some challenges he's had with his very first client. You're going to hear why you should never consult with startups. And you're going to hear about an ideal client which offered him a ongoing six-month consulting job with a contingency. The question Rob has is, should he take it or should he not? Listen in for the answer. I hope you enjoy. All right, so bring me up to, you've been running around. Tell me, how many clients are you working with right now?
Three.
Okay, you're still with the general store?
Yes.
How has that been going for you?
I'm working on the database project with them. Still, I'm kind of dealing with an absentee owner. The guy is just, he doesn't really follow through with what he says he's going to do, and it's more just leading him by the hand, saying, okay, let's do this, and just write me a check, okay,
Okay, so he's still writing you checks?
Yep.
Okay, and are you still meeting with him on a weekly basis?
Yeah.
And you had mentioned that advice from Dave was very helpful.
Oh, yeah, I missed a week with him, and it basically put the whole system about a week behind.
Okay, you almost lost that account a couple times.
Yeah, pretty much that one time, the holiday week, I was really busy for everybody, and he was out of town, and then I met with him, he said, let's get started. I talked to his office manager, and he's like, well, I thought he decided not to do that after all, and I just put in a whole bunch of hours of work, so I met with him and got it all straightened out.
So this is a tough client. He's still paying you. You're doing the work. He's not really, this client isn't an ideal client because he's not following through. Have you seen any kind of results with it, or is it hard to say?
Well, I looked at his number a couple days ago, and last month they were up $50,000 in sales.
Wow, up $50,000 compared to the previous
month.
Well, that's incredible. Where are you getting those sales? With upsells?
I think so. We've had a lot of comments about the store having a different atmosphere after the sales training. Just really been pushing hard on the employees to just do simple things to make people feel important.
Did he see the numbers already?
He knows the numbers, but it's like nobody there wants to admit it has anything to do with me.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm still getting paid. But
you feel pretty confident that it's from what you've been doing?
At least some of it. I understand the general convenience store is kind of seasonal. The tourists are up again more and more, so there's some seasonality to it, but a lot of it, is just working hard to streamline the marketing.
Okay. In the previous recording we did, we went through the story of how you were able to get this new client, an ideal client. This is the company that manufacture? Concrete post?
No, they do concrete cutting for construction companies if they got a really weird cut in the cement that needs to be made, or it involves equipment they don't have or maintain, then they call them this company. And that's about half, a little over half their business. The other half is helical piering, which is kind of like a giant screw that goes into the ground to stabilize a foundation or a building structure.
How much have you earned with this client in fees?
They've paid me $7,000 so far.
Okay. And how is this owner ideal compared to the convenience store client?
This guy has all the respect in the world for me and anything I say. He's a little bit of an absentee. The guy fishes 3 or 4 days a week. He's just not in the office, and that's the way he likes it. But as far as, when we were moving, I got behind on the projects. And he, I talked to him about it. He totally didn't care. He said, I don't care. We got enough to keep it busy right now. Just whenever you get to it, basically. And he'd already paid me. So just total opposite, a lot of respect for me and what I know, a lot of respect for the system. And actually, I haven't, other than the USP project and just starting to implement that, we haven't got any results, numbers, or anything. And he wants to hire me on for 6 months. And possibly longer.
All right, so how did that come about?
I had a meeting with him last week. He called me up and said, hey, I got to go do a job quote. Why don't you come with me? It's about a two-hour drive. So I said, I don't usually do that, but I do have some time. Let's go ahead and do it. And, obviously you got to position yourself as busy. Otherwise people figure out, hey.
So you're in the car with him for 4 hours?
Yep, and I just let him talk, you know, and just kept asking questions about his whole life. And, you know, at the end, we went back to his shop, and we sat in his office and chatted a little bit. I went over some of the information from the system, and at about the end of it, he says, you know, I'm not making an offer or anything, but what would you think about coming on as our sales and marketing guy? You know, I just kind of hesitated. I said, well, you know, I'd be open to an offer. And so a couple days ago, I met with him again, and we talked about it, and he wants to pay me a contingency plus, I think it's $15,000 over 6 months retainer, and then a pretty good contingency on increasing their helical peering.
So you negotiated a percentage on the gross?
Yeah.
And then a $15,000 retainer for 6 months?
Yep.
So did you, what does he expect from you for 6 months?
He said he doesn't care what hours, what time or what I do, what I put into it, he just wants the result. So, you know, that, he doesn't get better than that.
All right, so what'd you tell him?
I told him I'd think about it.
Okay, and when are you going to get back with him?
Tomorrow.
That's exciting. All right, now you got a third client. Tell me about that.
My first paid client, it was that cleaning company. It's a startup.
Yeah, how are they doing?
And they've come back to me. They're the biggest pain in the butt. Holy cow, don't do startups. Just don't do them. A large portion of your clients are going to be do-nothings. And it's fine if they've got an established business. They don't do anything. They don't get any results. They pay you anyways. There's an understanding. They didn't do anything, and they know it. Well, when it's a startup, you've got a problem because they don't have money, and they're going to blame somebody. And they're hurting. You know, I got a call yesterday. We haven't had a job in 2 weeks. I had a meeting with them a couple weeks ago, and I said, okay, well, let me update this letter, and give me a call, and I'll send you the letter, and we, you know, they took everything I did, I gave them to do, and they did it wrong. I gave them a doorstep letter campaign to go put on doorsteps. They go around putting them on mailboxes, which is illegal, and I told, you know, and he knew it. He totally, the postmaster sent him a letter, and he still kept doing it because it was easy. And he gets no results, and he calls me up, I'm not getting any results. Well, okay, we went over, we kind of rehashed the USP a little bit, and they call me up yesterday and say, I've had a client in 2 weeks. I said, what have you been doing for 2 weeks? You know, and just got to...
All right, so what have they paid you? They paid you for a USP?
They paid me $2,500 just to help their marketing get started, which was a USP, and give them a marketing system, and... possibly help them with some marketing alliances later on.
Okay, well, maybe you need to consider letting them go soon.
Yeah.
Have you had time to do any more prospecting?
No, I haven't. I think I told you about the other construction company I met with.
No, tell me about that.
Went in, there's two guys, one, you know, been there. The company's been around 30 years. One of those guys has been with it the whole time, but he wasn't the owner.
How did you meet them originally?
I was doing work for my other client, a concrete client, and I was doing the calling of their customers, and this guy said, what are you doing? And I told him I'm a marketing consultant, and you know, I help companies increase their revenues and limit money that's wasted on advertising that's not effective. And he said, you know, that sounds really good. And I said, well, you know, I actually do have one spot open. I'd be willing to come by and just show you briefly what I do. And he was all about that, so I went and met with him and one of his other guys. But come to find out, they weren't the decision makers. So, you know, I spent an hour with them, and they really liked it, but, you know, they didn't have the power to say yes.
All right, so what's the lesson for the consultants?
To get with the decision maker. You know, I went in there like, well, just kind of hopeful. You know, hopeful is a waste of time. You know, don't go by hopeful. Go by what you know. Okay, are you the one that makes the decision? And just make sure that person's there, or else you're wasting your time.
Right. Okay. All right, so you were able to move out of your the cherry farm, right?
Oh, yeah. Things are looking pretty good.
Good. Well, I saw that resort where you're staying. That thing is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. 3 pro golf courses, and, you know, we've got access to the health spa and the pool, and we're living in a condo.
Man, what's the occupancy rate right of that place now?
The condos we're in, most of the week were the only people here.
Okay.
They run out on the weekends, maybe half of them.
Yeah.
And other than that, It's just so peaceful and quiet out here. It's awesome.
Oh, that's great. I was telling Dave about it. I was going to send him that link you sent me of the pictures.
Yeah.
What are your plans? You got to decide whether you're going to take the $15,000 and the contingency.
Yeah.
Well, have you seen? Are there enough assets in there? You can see some great potential.
You know, I spent about a half a day with one of his main guys. Basically, he's running the company, doing all the scheduling, doing the bids and stuff. And they're really running at capacity at this moment, and they really can't take any more work on. And that's a challenge. In the winter, they'll have like a week where they do nothing. And that seems to be common among businesses in this area. So, you know, coming into the middle of the summer, assets are scarce as far as that. I mean, you can only increase business to such and such a point.
Have you brought that up to him?
Yeah, he knows it too. And, you know, we've talked about it. And I keep using the phrase, dig your well before you're thirsty. And that totally makes sense to him. So.
All right, so what can he expect out of you? I mean, if there's not much capacity, you can still do marketing on your own time, part-time. I'd take the deal and just let him know that you're going to act, you know, do consulting on your own time, your own hours. This is the same situation Dave Flannery is in, and you'll hear it in the interview what he's doing.
Have you read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People?
I have, a long time ago. I haven't read it recently, but I'm aware of it.
It came in really handy because when I sat down with him earlier this week to talk about this, he initially wanted to pay me $15 an hour for like 15 hours a week, you know, and I'm just like, yuck, you know.
Yeah.
No thanks. And I just sat there and listened to him and just pretty much let him do most of the talking. He's a lot of the principles out of that book. And, you know, just by nudging him here and there, he came around and he's basically going to pay me a salary equal to 40 hours a week at $15 an hour, but he's not keeping track of the time. He just wants the results.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that came around pretty good. I'm still not sure about what percentage. Right now he's talking like 10% of gross. The average peering job is $30,000.
Right.
It's a pretty big chunk, you know, if I bring in some business.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
But they can only do so much of it, too. I mean, right now they're doing about $500,000 at peering. So, you know, if I double their business, I'll make $50,000. But couldn't they handle doubling it?
Well, I would just tell them, you know, look, obviously you're at capacity. I'm going to be waiting around for that 10%, which is nothing but a carrot right now. You can't keep up with it. The $15,000 retainer for 6 months, that sounds fine, but we got to discuss here, what am I giving you for 6 months? I mean, certainly you can't have me full-time for 6 months for $15,000. You know, you may want to counter with just keep doing what you're doing on a consulting basis, go through the steps of the system, and, you know, not be tied down and committed to a job. But, you know what I'm saying? Because you may be able to go find a couple other clients. You can make that, you know, easily with one or two
right.
clients.
Yep. That's my plan, really, is to, you know, either give me an office to work out of as much as I care to use it.
Yeah.
I can come and go as I please, you know, get a key to the shop. And just,
how far is it from where you live?
Probably 15 to 20 minute drive.
Okay.
Probably closer to 20, actually.
Well, hey, negotiate it.
Yep. From a benefit perspective, is it better for him to put me through his system as an employee or pay me as an outside consultant?
I'll tell you, that's a good question. I just did an interview. I did an hour question and answer with one of America's best authority on saving money on taxes. And then I did a hour and 40-minute PowerPoint presentation, which we just did this morning, and that will really give you some ideas. I don't know exactly. I think maybe depending on what your income is going to be, you may want to act as an independent contractor, and it's hard to say. It just all depends. But I'll have this presentation up on the HMA University in three or four days. If he has you as an employee, he's going to have to take out Social Security and all that stuff.
Yep.
If you need that cash, you may want to be an independent contractor and get that cash, and you deal with the tax consequence later, even though you may pay a little more. Yeah, that's right. If for any of the HMA consultants listening, this presentation, I'm telling you, on tax-saving strategies, and you'll be able to use this for your clients. It is so powerful, the things he was telling me. And, Rob, you've got kids, you know. If you got, is one of your what's your, how old is your oldest kid?
My daughter's 6. My boy just turned 4 yesterday.
Okay, so when your daughter turns 7, you can even legitimately bring your kids in as employees, doing some work for you, and there's some amazing ways to reduce your tax burden with your kids and all kinds of stuff. This is a powerful presentation. So I'll have that available shortly. Thank you for the update. You're doing great. Hang in there. Let's talk next Friday. That's the end of this recording. I hope this has been helpful. And if you have any questions for Rob, please email me and I will forward them over to him. Thanks for listening.